Minister again rise to my feet to raise a serious pressing issue and the critical issue of homeowners affected by defective concrete block crisis in my own county and elsewhere. Both you and your department are now centrally involved with responsibility of key issues, including the key issue of future mortgageability of these remediated homes. So I'm asking you again to update the Dáil on your engagement with the banking sector, with your department and indeed the Department of Housing on this critical issue. I attended a meeting where 1,300 people came out to voice their anger that this scheme is not working. And they're very, very annoyed that indeed it seems that the Department of Housing and your colleague and the Minister for Housing is actually stopping this proposal from the banks.
Thank you, Deputy Doherty, for raising this issue again. As you're aware, the overall government response on the problems associated with defective concrete blocks is being led by my colleague, the Minister for Housing. His department is engaging with impacted householders and relevant stakeholders and has put in place a scheme of financial support to help affected homeowners. On the issue of bridging finance products, I understand that some homeowners have identified a potential challenge with funding the commencement of remediation works in circumstances where it is necessary to make a payment to professionals engaged on a remediation project prior to the receipt of the first grant payment. In relation to this issue, I know that the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland submitted an interim funding proposal to the Department of Housing to address this timing mismatch. The BPFI propose that funding would be provided upfront from a BPFI member to a homeowner on the commencement of remediation works. It's proposed that this funding would subsequently be repaid to the BPFI member on the release of the approved grant payment, subject to the remediation work meeting all of the requirements of the scheme. I last year asked my officials to engage with the BPFI and with officials in the Department of Housing to support that department in exploring the funding mechanism proposal. There has been ongoing engagement since that time, which has also involved discussion with the BPFI on the potential operation of the scheme, including the level of state guarantee required by BPFI members and whether alternative approaches may be feasible. In order to implement the proposed funding mechanism, the BPFI have advised that a state guarantee would be required. To support the Department of Housing in their consideration of the funding proposal, officials from my own department examined the implications of such a guarantee from both a state balance sheet and legislative perspective, confirming that under public financial procedures, all state guarantees must have a statutory basis. My officials continue to engage with the Department of Housing and with BPFI to respond to any matters relating to the funding proposal. I'll respond further there in a moment. Kieran Corlett.
Deputy Doherty.
This is just one part of the problem. As I said, this scheme was introduced, announced by government in November 2021. It's now 2024, 1,300 people coming up to it and showing to say it's not working for them. We had people telling us that they were demolishing their homes and it was going to cost them £100,000 out of their own pocket to rebuild them because the scheme isn't fit for purpose. Many other in the room couldn't even do that because they didn't have the ability to borrow that type of level of money. 500 people turned up in Mayo at the meeting. It's over 6 months now since the BPFI put a proposal together to help some of these families. Just a number of these families in terms of bridge and loan, bridge and finance, 0% bridge and finance. That's a proposal to the Department of Housing. 6 months later, we still haven't been able to get over this hurdle. Like, it is absolutely ridiculous. And in the middle of all of this here, because I'm very conscious I'm talking about, you know, proposals and you'll get up about we need to do this and that and all the rest, and all these checks and balances have to be done. But the people I was talking to in a show, these are people who've got mental health problems. They're people who are no longer with us today because they have taken their own life as a result of issues in terms of defective block. Okay. This is not only about crumbling homes. This is about crumbling families, mental health crumbling right before our eyes. And it's absolutely shameful that there hasn't been a result in relation to this proposal one way or another.
Minister.
Thank you, Deputy. And there's no reason why banks today can't step in and provide bridging finance to the homeowners concerned. There's no reason why they can't do that. Minister McConnell-Logue, Minister O'Brien and I have discussed this issue again in recent days. The issue with a state guarantee, as you know, is that it will require legislation. There are potential state aid issues, so I want to find a faster way of getting this resolved. And there's no barrier preventing banks from stepping in, providing bridging finance, except their own commercial decisions, to the homeowners concerned. I mean, the state here has legislated. We've put a scheme in place. The scheme is open. The funding is available. We want it to be drawn down. So my officials will continue to work with the Department of Housing. But I think I am entitled to make the point that there is no inhibition or nothing preventing lending decisions being made to provide that bridging finance today, because the state is good for its money. The state is going to provide the remediation funding to the households, and therefore will be repaid on that basis.
Just so we're clear, what the banks are proposing here is 0% loans to those with affected homes, and they're going to provide this to non-customers of theirs, people who don't have accounts or borrowings or mortgages with them. So this is for everybody. Now, the easiest way for this to happen is actually the department themselves. Instead of having to go through the bank, the department should be providing this money up front. Your officials have suggested that to the Department of Housing. When you've got these documents, your officials wrote back and says, why doesn't the department just up the money at the start instead of having to go through the middle person in terms of the finance? So the point I'm making... is it 6 months on? And see all of the families out there. They're still left in limbo. And we have papers moving from the Minister for Finance to the Minister for Housing to the Department to BPFI. And in the middle of all of this here, we have families in distress, families that are crushed. Because even if you get over this hurdle, the person I talked about that still had to put their hand in their pocket and find 100,000, they will still have to do this. This is just a tiny issue that will help a few people. And we can't even get over that hurdle. So I'll finish on this here. I've asked you and pleaded to you to inject momentum in this here months ago, and I don't see it, Minister. I do not see it from you, unfortunately.
Deputy, I want to find a way of getting progress for the homeowners as quickly as possible. And I know that Minister O'Brien and the Department of Housing are examining that very issue that you've raised, about the nature of the payments, the early payments, the speed of them, and so on. We could go down the road of a state guarantee and all that comes with that, legislation, potential state aid issues, examination, and all of that. Like you, I want speed of execution. I want to help the homeowners to draw down the money and begin to rebuild their lives as well as their homes, because you're far, far closer to this than I, because of geography, and you represent these families, and I can only imagine the trauma that they are going through. I just want to assure you, discussions are actively ongoing with a view to finding the best way of addressing this issue, but for me, speed is one of the criteria that should decide what we do.